Good morning. Time once again for the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle, and it's a big week here in Lafayette, Louisiana. Festival Acadien et Creole is coming up starting this Friday. That's right. It's a three-day festival now, and we've got Pat Mould, one of the spearheaders of this long-running event that we'll be talking about, giving you a little preview and kind of running down what's going to be happening over throughout Lafayette, mostly in Park Girard this weekend. We're going to start off by listening to local music that somewhat touches on our culture, even though these are rock groups per se. We'll be hearing from Boss Klaus in just a few minutes. But first up, someone I grew with, up with back in Mamou. This is Steve LaFleur and his band Mamou in a track they call White Heart.
Cast that stone out, never. heroes are drowned. All is quavering, old hometown. The lines have formed in the morning light. Out of mind, now they're out of sight. Worries are forgotten, troubles all gone. Just put up till tomorrow while the band plays on.
The Lord don't say, yippee-yippee-tie-yo, yippee-yippee-tie-yay. The Lord don't say, yippee-yippee-tie-yo, yippee-yippee-tie-yay.
Looking at the world through eyes of glass, laughing at the world while it all goes past. Now the drawn curtains hide the pouring rain, the child's face pressed against the window pane. The dancers spin on the middle of the floor, close their eyes as the band plays more.
The Lord don't say, yippee yippee tie yo, yippee yippee tie yay. The Lord don't say, yippee yippee tie yo, yippee yippee tie yay.
Sorrows are drowned. All is quiet round the old hometown. Them safe behind their castle walls, thinking safe from the feet that awaits us all. They're looking at the world through eyes of glass, laughing at the world while it all goes past. Now the drawn curtains hide the pouring rain, and the child's face pressed against the window pane. Worries are forgotten, troubles all gone. Let's put off till tomorrow while the
Klaus, Allons Danser, and there's going to be a lot of Allons Danser this weekend. As Boss Klaus from their release that was put out in April, they've already gone back into Dockside and have another new record just about to be unleashed. And before that, Steve LaFleur and the band Mamou, they'll be performing at Downtown Alive, a special Downtown Alive that will be in conjunction with Festivals of Acadien Creole this weekend. That's this Friday. And Festivals of Acadiana Creole beginning this Friday as well. Weather for the KRVS listening area, a chance of sprinkles possible sometime this morning, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. It'll be clearing out and becoming mostly sunny today with a high of about 71 degrees, a north breeze at 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight getting down to about 52, and on Tuesday, another sunny day with highs creeping up to about 80 degrees. Currently, it's 61 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. With me in the studio, I've got Pat Mould, one of the head honchos of Festivals of Cartier Creole. And man, we look forward to this every single year. You know, I remember when I was growing up in Mamou and all that, you know, we were always here during the 70s. And I remember when I moved to Lafayette in 1980 and started listening to KRVS, I was always just amazed at the festival, hearing it for the first time on the radio, then making it out there. I mean, we used to, it's become a tradition. And do you remember the year it actually started?
74. Pat? Actually, it started as a tribute to Cajun music at Blackham Coliseum in 1974. I was lucky enough to be one of the people in the crowd. And it was a stormy, rainy night, and it was being put on in a concert setting because Dewey Bafa and Barry Ancelet and the people at Coterville who were organizing it decided they wanted to try and present Cajun music in a concert setting where people could sit down and listen to the music.
Which was unheard of.
Which is unheard of. Especially at that time. Well, Dewey had just come back, had not long been removed from the whole Newport Folk Festival scene where, you know, things. You know, they didn't dance up there.
Right.
When Dewey and the crew from Louisiana played, and so they had this idea, and there was a group of international writers coming in. So it was put on in conjunction with all this writers group coming in, and they wanted to have an opportunity to present Cajun music in a concert setting. And it was a stormy, rainy night. They didn't know if anybody was going to show up because the streets of Lafayette were flooding. Packed the house. I mean, it was, you know, I think Blackham holds over 8,000, right around 8,000 people. It was packed to capacity. And that was the kickoff to Festivals of Cartier's. For 2 years, it took place in Blackham Coliseum, and then they skipped a year. And then Barry came back from doing his doctorate at Indiana University, I believe. And they moved it out to Girard Park and put on two festivals that year in 76. And the rest is history, you know. It's just been going strong ever since. I mean, this will be our 38th year.
Wow. Yeah, it caught on quickly, and I remember what a big deal it was back in the 70s, because at that time there weren't that many festivals in this area. I mean, you know, you had the Yambolee, the Rice Festival,
the big agricultural festivals.
Exactly, and now then all of a sudden there was this music festival, and there really weren't many or any going on before that, and it was such a huge deal. I remember everyone in Mamou. I mean, we would basically all pack up and come to Lafayette for the weekend.
Make the ride to the city, boy.
Yeah, we wouldn't even go back because we knew we were going to be drinking, so we'd stay all weekend. And it's become just a tradition. I mean, now it's hard to even imagine that there was a time that Festivals of Cartier and Creole didn't exist.
Well, I guess I never really thought about it in those terms, you know, that really there weren't that many music festivals in this area back then. And so it was kind of unique in that sense. And it still is today what it was back then, which is a self-celebration of our Cajun and Creole culture. It's an opportunity for musicians to come out and play, for people who appreciate the Cajun and Creole music. And, you know, you throw in the Bayou Food Festival, the food. You got the Louisiana Crafts Guild putting on the arts and crafts portion of it. So it's a culmination of all these different aspects of our Cajun and Creole culture that we focus in on for this one weekend. And allow us to celebrate it, you know, allow the people of this region to celebrate it as it should be. I mean, it's and we've expanded to a third day now. We're opening up Girard Park on Friday evening, so it just continues to grow. But it's still what it was back then, you know, a tribute to Cajun and Creole music. And we're excited that the weekend is here.
And, of course, as the years have progressed, stages have been added on until now. It's like it's crazy now. How many stages do we have?
We have four music venues. We have the two main stages, Heritage and My Louisiane stage, and then we have the folk roots, the Saint-Atelier, and then we have the Louisiana dance hall, the dance hall tent, which is now the Louisiana Bicentennial stage for this year because we're celebrating the 200th anniversary of statehood. And what we're doing in honor of that is we're going to feature, you know, some Cajun exotico bands, but we're also going to have other genres of music featured at the festival. We're bringing in some bluegrass and some swamp pop from Lake Charles, blues from Baton Rouge, and we have a lot of different genres of music being featured over there. So we have the four music stages. We added revitalized a couple of years ago our children's area. We added the Cotes de la Table, which is our chef's demo stage, about 3 years ago. So we've gone through this really interesting growth spurt in the last 3 to 4 years. And we added a Louisiana sports tent last year where we're, you'll be able to see, UL and the Tigers.
Don't miss the games.
You won't have to miss the
Because I do remember back in the 80s particular when those little television sets became popular.
Yeah.
I remember every Sunday you'd see a group of people sitting down listening. They would be at the festival, but they'd bring their little television set to watch the Saints or whoever. So I guess that kind of serves the purpose that we don't have to bring our TV sets or look at our iPhones.
Saunter over to the sports tent, check the scores, and then head back to dance with Mama.
Since that's a major part of Louisiana culture, it'd be remiss to not include that. So I like that. That's all part
so
of
it's
it.
Just all these aspects of really, and we have other stuff in the works. We're talking about maybe a waterways exhibit for next year, focusing on coastal restoration and the work of shrimpers and crabbers and crawfishers in the region, and possibly another stage idea. So we're always trying to figure out other ways of portraying our culture, whether it's the art of Louisiana, whether it's the food of Louisiana, or the music of Louisiana.
Now, every year, Festivals of Cadillac Creole pays tribute to an individual. Who will we be honoring this year?
James DiMaggio, who was the founder of CODAFILD, Council for Development of French in Louisiana.
More appropriate. I'm surprised we haven't hit him yet.
I know. It's like we would have honored him by now, but it's funny. It's kind of very serendipitous. Prior to the whole CODAFILD budget debacle, we had already decided to make Mr. DiMaggio this year's festival honoree. And so it just seemed even more appropriate when the whole CODAFILD budget debate came up. And so we have a very interesting discussion at the Saint-Atelier on Saturday, which is going to focus in on the politics of culture. So we're going to talk about how politics affects our culture and vice versa. So that should be a very interesting conversation. But, yeah, Mr. DiMaggio, the first tribute to Cajun music was incubated in the office of CODAFILD. Mr. DiMaggio and Barry Onsalay and Keith Cravey and a small posse of people had, kind of came up with this idea, do it by file, to do this tribute to Cajun music. And then CODAFILD had run it for a number of years, and then I think right around 1980, they bowed out, and then the Lafayette Jaycees took it over, and then about 5 years ago, we formed a community board, and that's when we started experiencing this spurt of growth, where we all decided that we wanted to really try to expand our horizons a little bit, and so again, that's the scope now being bigger.
Well, it certainly has grown, and as always, just about anyone who's anybody in the Cajun music realm will be performing at the festival this weekend, and I see Friday to kick it off. You've got Joel Sonnier and Little Band of Gold with special guests. That's just the first day evening to kick things off.
It's a virtual who's who of Cajun exotico, and in this case, even some Louisiana music, because of the whole Louisiana bicentennial connection. You got Little Band of Gold. We're bringing in TKU Land. We have Little Buck Senegal is going to be doing some blues. We got a bluegrass band. We got the Mercy Brothers doing some gospel billy on Sunday after the French Mass. So it's it's a little bit more expanded musically this year because of the Louisiana bicentennial connection. So, yeah, if you look at the schedule, it's just nonstop from Friday evening till Sunday evening.
And it's massive, too. You can get this schedule on the website. Do you know offhand what the handle for the website is, or if you just Google Festivals of Cadillac?
Yeah, Festivals of Cadillac. You just have to remember that there's S's on festival in Acadiens, and Acadiens is spelled A-C-A-D-I-E-N-S.
Right.
And you can throw the Creole in there if you want.
It usually pops up. If you Google it, by the time you get to the N, usually it says Festivals Acadia 2012, so it's very easy to manage.
And then we have a Facebook page now, new and improved Facebook page, so if you want to you can download the Pocket Guide from the Facebook page, or you can go online and check out the schedule. Also, you can pick up a hard copy at the Lafayette Convention and Visitors Commission on the Thruway out there. And Coke and Budweiser have been distributing the Pocket Guides all throughout the region. So you should be able to find a schedule. If not, we'll have a schedule on site. We'll have Pocket Guides to pass out on site this weekend.
All right. And didn't you have this printed on a sign as well? Like, you know, somewhere among, I think if you're walking, you can still catch a
We have a promo poster. We distributed about 3,000 promo posters throughout the area. So it's pretty well, you know, you should be able to find it. If not, just come out to the park Friday evening about 5:30 and we'll clue you in, you know?
All right. We're speaking with Pat Mould of Festivals Acadien Creole. We're going to listen to a little classic. You can't get more classic than the Bullfuzz. You picked a tune. Any particular reason you picked Parlez-nous à boire?
Yeah, aside from Parlez-nous à boire being my theme song, my own personal theme song.
Right.
We are doing a retrospective of the Balfour Brothers. Each year, we decided a couple of years ago to start. We have all this archival material over at the Center for Culture and Ecotourism at the library. And so we decided we wanted to start pulling some of the archival material out of the archives and producing these CDs. And last year, we did a best of 2002. Of course, we re-released a 1981 album in
expanded,
a double CD.
Expanded
that the year before. And this year, we're doing two of them. We're doing the Bill Boland's collection, which is Bill recording off the KRVS feed all those years.
Amazing. You know, I used to do the same thing. I wish I would have hung on to cassettes because actually around 1980, 81, I remember with my cassette just recording just about at least a Sunday all day. You know, why didn't hang on to those recordings?
Bill did. Interestingly enough, the years that Bill did it, we don't have any recordings. If for some reason nobody pressed record at the park, and so there was a void, there was a blank slate from like 70, I don't know what it was, 75 to 79 that Bill recorded. So we took all those recordings and we compiled it into the Bill Boland's collection, and then we also are doing a Balfour Brothers retrospective from 1979 to the early 2000s. And really covering the Balfour Brothers at Festivals Acadiens and Creole.
Right.
And so the song I picked was, you know, for me, it was my tradition was no matter where I was in Girard Park, Festivals Acadiens weekend, I always made it to the main stage when the Balfour Brothers were playing.
Sure.
That was my deal, you know.
Sure.
And Parlez-nous à boire. You know, let's talk about drinking and not about marriage was the song.
Well, let's listen to that classic track.
Parlez-nous à boire, passer. Dès que tu te maries avec un pic à toi, et dans les grands dangers, tu m'as attrapé de grands reproches. Forme-toi grand pour rien, t'as tout gaspillé mon bien. Forme-toi grand pour rien, t'as tout gaspillé mon bien. Oh, parlez-nous à toi.
Les Nous à Bois, Bofa Brothers classic, selected by Pat Mould with Festivals of Canier Creole. And we're here talking about the big festival coming up beginning this Friday through Sunday right here in Parc Girard, Lafayette. And of course, there'll be things going on where there's a special Downtown Alive the Friday in Parc International. Just check your local listings. There's so much entertainment and so many things going on this weekend. It's hard to even encapsulate it in an hour, but we're going to be touching on things here and there for over the next few minutes. A great track by the Bofas there, Pat.
Yeah, I know. We were just reminiscing about, you know, our introduction to Cajun music, and it's pretty interesting. It's pretty funny because, you know, we grew up in the hippie era,
right?
You know, you and I, and you know, we're listening to Black Sabbath and Iron Butterfly and groups like that, and then all of a sudden somebody pops in a Balfour Brothers CD, and it's like you go, holy cow, what is that?
Yeah, it clicks. Like, I've been hearing this all my life and not paying attention.
I mean,
I was living in Mamou, and yet it was going around me, but I was just going with blinders.
Yeah,
you know?
Myself. I mean, I was in Crawley. I mean, I can remember just playing this day, my pawpaw playing music on Saturday mornings. He'd have the radio turned on to the French station. Him and my mom would go out dancing to the club like I jam on Friday nights. It was, you know, I remember seeing all that and hearing all that. But like you said, it wasn't clicking for me. And then all of a sudden, you know, you run across the Balfour Brothers. I saw a performance by Austin Peete. And I was like, holy cow, this is something I got to stop and take a look at, you know, because, I mean, I was listening to Iron Butterfly and those kind of groups, but I was also listening to, you know, the Flying Burrito Brothers and some folk.
Right.
And
the folk, you know, thing was coming into pop music at that time anyway, in the early 70s. So.
And so this was just a natural kind of progression. I mean, this is incredible, you know, regional folk music that you don't find in many areas of the country. And I think that's why, you know, because our culture is so interesting, you get people who, you know, there's a lot of pockets of, I call it white bread in America, you know, where there is, you know, it's a very limited sort of regional culture. So I think that's one of the reasons why we attract so many people to the festival from outside Louisiana, from every state in the Union and Canada and France and England. So, but yeah, it's kind of interesting the Yellow Album, I call it. You know, the Balfour Brothers played more traditional Cajun music was the record that did it for me.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I just think back through the years, all the festivals of Cariennes I had gone to, I'd keep going back to the 70s because it really seemed like a really interesting era when the festival was really growing. Mm-hmm. And I have memories of one festival when there was a huge lightning storm going down, and people were running for cover, and basically we were under one of the coverings there, and basically I think we spent about a half hour watching people fall into a hole. The water was filling, and people were kind of escaping the festival.
Yeah.
We were just kind of watching people fall into this water hole, you know. But then about a half hour later, it didn't affect the festival, and people were back in, and you know, there's just so many memories if you were from this area.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first time, you know, you saw Wayne Toups at the festival.
Exactly. That's a perfect moment. It was just like a watershed moment in Cajun music history. There.
Exactly. I mean, you were like, holy cow, what is this? What is this? You know, and it's like the energy was just incredible.
I remember Zachary Richard playing an early festival, probably, you know, it was probably mid-70s. I remember maybe 77. I remember him playing. Now, was festival ever on a Friday, or am I? I seem to remember.
No, there was a brief moment there where it was on a Friday.
I tend to remember Zachary on a Friday evening one year in the
70s. Yeah, in Girard Park. I don't remember the exact year, but I know there was a couple of years, and then it just kind of fell off the radar for whatever reason. And that was part of the reason why we decided to go live on Friday night in Girard Park. It was kind of like a duh moment. We had the stages were there, the tents were there, the sound was set up. I mean, it's like, why not go live on Friday night? We had so many bands. It's amazing. As much as we've grown, there's still bands that are unable to play. You know, it's like no matter how many slots we have, so it just seemed logical for us to go live on Friday night, to continue to expand the stages, to kind of give more musicians an opportunity to play. So, yeah, it was, what was interesting for me back in those early days is if you go back, and there's a really great book about the festival that Barry and Philip Gould did, and I can't remember the name of it right now, I'm sad to say, but it has Dewey and Christine Balfour on the front of it. But if you go back and look at those early sets at the Tribute to Cajun Music and then at festivals at Girard Park, they were like 20-minute sets. I mean, 15, 20-minute sets. Uh-huh. You know, 7:10, Dewey and Balfour. At 7:30, Clifton Chenier. At 7:50, another band. You know, so it's pretty interesting that they were able to cram all this music into and then also the Creole influence was always there. You know, we changed the name a few years ago, but if you go back and look at all those early band lists from the 70s and 80s, or the 70s actually, it was pretty interesting how much music they crammed in a day.
And like Sue said, that will be going on this weekend, beginning Friday and all throughout the weekend. When you can't be at festival, you can keep up with it at least the Saturday and Sunday right here on KRVS. We'll be broadcasting the entire thing going from at least a couple of the stages. We usually have at least the Heritage and the main stage is set up. Now, this year, in the past few years, I mean, you guys are really like, you know, I mean, y'all stepped up the festival with so many, including so many other things, more in the way, like you were mentioning, of cooking demonstrations, cultural talks about everything. And also, you guys have sort of expanded the financing of this by offering memberships to the festival.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, our festival partner program. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like our friends at the festival, and you can sign up on the website festivalsacadians.com, and we have different levels. You can become a waltz partner. You can become a two-stepper. You can become a jitterbugger. Uh-huh. And if you're feeling big time, you could become a paran or a maran to the festival.
I like that.
And so we have all these different levels. Also, if you set up a tent you can set up a tent behind the stage and along the gully of the main stage. We have a festival flag that you can fly from your tent. So depending on what size your tent is, determines the cost of the flag. And then I think once you get up in, I think it's a $50, $75, and $100 level. And once you get into the $75 and $100 level, we have other perks that you get in addition to the flag. But yeah, that's it takes a lot of money to put on this event, and it's free. And so we've done well with our sponsorships now. Capital One is our presenting sponsor this year, which we're very excited about. We have other, Chevron is involved. We have a whole list of sponsors that are involved. And but we want people to kind of, support the festival also if they can afford it. And we have different levels. We have, from the 25 on up to the Paran and the Maran. So you can go to festivalsacadians.com and sign on for those perks.
And you can find out all about that. I was looking at the website this morning. The website has all that information, too. I guess you could even do it online, possibly.
Yeah. You can do it online, and it'll send your information to us, and we'll put together a little packet for you. But time is running out. You know, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty on you'll probably have – at this point, you'd probably have to pick up your packet at the festival. We have an information booth in the merch tent. And we're also where we'll be selling our CDs, and we also have other festival merchandise that you can get there. Another way. And we ask everybody, of course, to leave the ice chest at home, buy purchase your food and beverages with us, and again, it helps to defray the cost of putting on the festival.
Well, you can find out all the information we said on the website as well, and you can, of course, the best thing is just to show up, because as we said, it begins this Friday, and we'll be going all day Saturday and Sunday, Festivals Acadien et Creole. Any other special events happening that we should maybe touch on?
Well, one of the things we've been doing is we have a couple of really interesting reunions going on. We have a Zydeco Force reunion. If you remember Zydeco Force, they were really kind of like one of the first great Zydeco bands that were kind of playing a new version of Zydeco music.
Yeah, they really, in the 80s, they really stepped it up and sort of brought it brought in a younger audience to the music.
Exactly.
At the time.
And so we have a Zydeco Force reunion at the Bicentennial Stage and on Sunday, I think. Let me see here. Yeah, on Sunday from 12:30 to 1:30. And then also we have another group, two groups actually, that are going to be performing for the weekend. We got Macaulay Reed and Vedrine, Corey Macaulay, Mitch Reed, and Randy Vedrine are going to be there's going to be a Macaulay Reed and Vedrine reunion. And then also a group that kind of morphed out of that group is Shadi Vadi is going to be there's going to be that reunion also. And then those two reunions are going to morph into a performance by the Lafayette Rhythm Devils, who also include, you know, some of Randy Vedrine and a couple other members from the other group. So at 2:15 to 3:45 on the San Juan Heritage, you're going to have that reunion going on. And so those are kind of two really unique things that are going on, in addition to, you know, Cubillon, man. I mean, you know, Gino Delafos, Wayne Tube, Steve Riley, Beausoleil. I mean, the list just goes on and on. But we'll have those two special reunions this weekend also.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great festival, as always, Pat. And, of course, you know what to do. Just show up and have a good time. And, you know, like I say, when you can't be there, you can just keep up with it by tuning into KRVS. We're going to head on out with a track that you selected by Macaulay Reed and Vedrine. What year did those guys get together originally? Was that back in the 80s?
It was probably the mid-80s. Maybe late 80s, gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everything kind of runs together, you know, Cecil, as far as dates are concerned. It could have been like, you know, maybe 2 years ago and it was actually 20.
But it feels like.
But, you know, again, they were young Cajans, you know. They were at a time when young people weren't really supposed to be interested in this music. That's
right.
What the normal thinking was.
Yes.
But I want to say just a little bit about that, because we there have always been young people. Even if you go back to the first festivals, there were young Cajun musicians being featured, in addition to, you know, the John Delafosse and the Dewey Abafas and the Clifton Chaniers. And that tradition has continued all through the 38 years. And, you know, up to today with, you know, groups like Fofolet and Huval, Dupuy, and Fusilet, the Cajun band. And so it's really interesting. But when Mitch and Randy and Corey were doing it, they were, you know, they were in their teens, you know.
Exactly.
They were in their teens, early 20s. And but they really – and playing really hardcore traditional.
Right.
Not
– A sign of things to come, yeah.
Exactly. So.
Well, anyway, Pat, thanks so much for dropping by, and we're looking forward to the festival,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, Cecil.
And
I appreciate it.
Here is
thanks,
Macaulay
thanks
Reed Vedrine.
Yes. Morir dans la misère.
y'avait personne à mon côté. J'ai beaucoup de tracas et mon papa vit comme ça. J'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je veux pas vivre comme ça. J'ai un joli petit mignon.
Soleil avec Michael Doucet with Rollin' and Tumblin'. That goes back just a couple of years ago to their latest release, Alligator Purse. And then before that, Macaulay Reed and Vidrine with the Evangeline Waltz here on the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon, it's Valerie Green with Harpistry. And at 1 o'clock, it's Andre Broussard with the Soul Sounds of the Flip Side. These guys will be playing the Festivals Acadiennes stage this Friday evening. We're going to be talking about the Little Band of Gold featuring CeCe Adcock. This is their version of a Fats tune from their new album, The Little Band of Gold Plays Fats. Let's talk it over.
Little breaking heart.
Sonny Landreth, guitarist with the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, with Opening Sky, the final track to Elemental Journey, the latest release by local legend Sonny Landreth, and the little Band of Gold featuring CC Adcock with Let's Talk It Over, Don't You Lie to Me, from the little Band of Gold Plays Fats. Thanks to Pat Mould for dropping by and giving us a little preview of festivals Acadiana Creole. The Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Come on back. We're going to do it all again tomorrow.